our today's podcast. Today's topic is pretty interesting, and which I majorly love this topic. So when we are doing any transition on a career, I think I'm doing series of podcasts and even parallelly the videos on career transition. So I just brought you with one of the interesting topic. What are the various areas that you're gonna get in, you may witness various questions when you are doing a machine learning interview or so. So in every machine learning interview, people or the companies or the interviewer gonna ask you on first thing, they want to ask you about what are the real-time projects you've done, right? And they want to know each and every part of your resume, or we can say like each and every word which is present in your resume very deep. And if you play something like I know so on and so, even they want to know what exactly is that. If you know I know this particular thing, they want to know that. So each and every part of resume is pretty important. You need to be master in each and every word what you have placed in your resume. And the third thing you need to be very aware of is you need to explain a real-time project end-to-end. So it covers everything like from the project undertaking into the project closing. So how you got the client, how you spoken with him, how you got the data understanding, how you are able to do data cleaning, how you are able to perform, how you are choosing a machine learning algorithm. So they want to be very clear with how you validated a model, and finally how you released it or how you deployed it and how you are getting the data, right? Every part of a real-time project is pretty important. End-to-end, you want to explain it. And when you're speaking or when you're explaining about your real-time project, so you need to be very technical sound. Why? In the sense, you need to speak with math. So if there is no math when you're explaining about an algorithm, so they may ask you huge amount of math on each and every algorithm. It may be decision trees or random forests or neural networks or support vector machines or whatever the algorithm it may be. And the third and another thing is they want to be very clear with what are the assumptions you are going with, right? And each and every assumption, they want to be very clear of each and every algorithm. And they want to know about how many team members you are having it, and what's the client, why the client provided you with a project. So they want to know it, and they want to know about your current project and which company you are working with, and why what this particular client or the company is about to work on. Right, and these are the some of the parameters every majority of the interviewer is very interested to know from your side. So when you are planning for a career transition and when you are planning for cracking a job within the next 1 month or 2 months or 3 months, I think whatever may be the time frame, so these are the list of points you need to master it, right? So these points are important. I think if you're able to master this few points of interview preparation, I think there are nearly 95% chances to crack a job on data science, right? So these are the complete dimensions you need to focus on, or the areas to expertise on. So when you're planning for any interview, so try to prepare in those lines. I think there are nearly 95% success rate with this kind of areas, right? So all the best for whoever is planning for interviews or so. In case if you want anything, you can ping me up, and thank you.